Thank you, John. On now with the news and a few sporting items to set us off. Not yet the football season, but we'll hear about tennis and golf successes. Does a snail race qualify as sport? Well, we have one to tell you about. And then, amongst other items, an Agatha Christie favourite coming to the Theatre Royal, and a school with 47 languages enjoys a good grading from school watchdog Ofsted. Norfolk's Alfie Hewitt secured an emotional maiden wheelchair singles title at Wimbledon after a comprehensive 6-2, 6-3 victory over Spain's Martin de la Puente. Hewitt had experienced disappointment in the 2022 and 2023 singles finals at the All England Club as he bid to complete the career Grand Slam. However, the British star erased the memories of his defeat on court 1 to Tokito Oda last year with a sublime display of hitting to delight a pumped-up home crowd with a long-awaited singles success in SW19.
Eastern College won the annual English Schools Team Golf Championship thanks to Luke Johnson and Doris Thomas. Despite most teams having three players, Eastern were reliant upon Johnson and Thomas, who duly delivered at Woodhall Spa's Bracken course. Johnson was also the winner of the individual Stableford competition after firing 42 points, as the nine handicapper endured a fantastic gross score of 75, including a birdie and 14 pars. Two handicapper Thomas picked up 4 birdies and 8 pars as her 35 points helped Eastern College to 77 points overall. With the top 2 scores of 3 players from each school counting, Johnson and Thomas's haul was 5 points better than their nearest competitors.
Free summer sporting activities are set to brighten up Castle Quarter this August. The Norwich Hotspot plans to honour the Paris Olympics with an exciting programme of sports and games. Visitors can join in on events ranging from hurdles, basketball and foot pool, an inventive mix of football and pool. A surf simulator will also be available on August the 15th. Castle Quarter's Marketing and Administration Manager, Gemma Hyde, said, "To mark the Paris Olympics, we're giving all our visitors the chance to join in and have a go at lots of different track and field events this August. Try something new and you might just discover a new sporting talent. Participants can earn a gold medal by taking part in 3 different sessions, with a special draw to win an exciting day out at Castle Quarter worth up to £250. The fun-filled events are all set to take place at the centre's White Lion Square between 12 p.m. and 4 p.m. with no booking required.
Slithering superstars will take over a market town for one of Norfolk's slowest and slimiest showdowns. The Great Aylsham Snail Race takes place on Saturday, August the 3rd at the Food and Craft Market just outside the Town Hall. It will see live snails compete for the coveted prize of a pot of lettuce. The snails will race on a special tablecloth over a distance of 13 inches, with the event overseen by the snail master, who will ensure fair play and keep the course well watered for optimum snail speed. Entrants are advised to collect snails from a garden or hedgerow about a week before the race.
An Agatha Christie classic is coming to Norwich and a film and TV star will play the lead role. Murder on the Orient Express will be at Norwich Theatre Royal from September the 17th to the 21st, 2024, on a UK and Ireland tour. Michael Maloney will star as Christie's famous Belgian detective Hercule Poirot in the play directed by Lucy Bailey. Set during winter in 1934, an avalanche stops the Orient Express dead in its tracks. An American tycoon lies dead in his compartment, stabbed 8 times with his door locked from the inside. Trapped in the snow with a killer still on board, can the world's famous detective crack the case before the train reaches its final destination?
A city school where more than 40 different languages are spoken in the corridors has been lauded for its improvements by Ofsted. Lakenham Primary School on the edge of Norwich has 47 different first languages spoken amongst its 439 pupils, posing an unenviable challenge to its teaching staff. The school has been given the second highest rating available by the regulator, rated good overall with outstanding elements. Cassandra Williams, head teacher at Lakenham, said, "Having children who speak 47 languages in our school helps our children look outwards to the world, and this is shown by being a proud school of sanctuary."
The mercury is at last set to skyrocket as parts of Norfolk are forecast to reach 30 degrees centigrade this weekend. A mini heatwave will mark the summer weather finally arriving due to a change in the meteorological pattern bringing high pressure from southern Europe. Met Office meteorologist Alex Burkill warned that the exact temperatures may remain uncertain, but the weather will still be markedly hotter across the southeast of England. Downham Market and Thetford are once again set to be the hottest areas in Norfolk, reaching 30 degrees centigrade at 3 p.m. on Friday, the same as Barcelona. The rest of Norfolk will only be marginally cooler, with Norwich, Cromer and Diss seeing highs of 29 degrees centigrade. The Mediterranean temperatures will remain on Saturday, with the mercury rising to 28 degrees centigrade across the majority of the region. The mini heatwave may be short-lived, with higher winds blowing cooler air over Norfolk on Sunday, causing temperatures to drop into the low 20s.